Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Eat for Energy by Ari Whitten MS is a nutrition-focused guide to reducing everyday fatigue by targeting the biological systems that create, regulate, and drain energy. Rather than treating tiredness as a simple willpower problem, the book frames low energy as a signal that cellular fuel production, blood sugar regulation, stress physiology, sleep quality, inflammation, or micronutrient status may be out of balance. Whitten is known for translating complex health research into practical strategies, and this book centers on mitochondria, the energy-producing structures inside cells, as a key lever for improving vitality. Readers can expect a structured approach that connects food choices to mental clarity, physical stamina, and mood stability across the day. The emphasis is on identifying common dietary patterns that quietly undermine energy, then replacing them with meals and habits that support metabolic flexibility and resilience. It is positioned for people who want an evidence-informed plan that goes beyond caffeine and quick fixes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding fatigue through the lens of cellular energy. A core theme is that fatigue is often downstream of how well the body produces energy at the cellular level. The book uses the mitochondria as a practical organizing concept. When cells struggle to convert food into usable energy, people may experience sluggishness, brain fog, or poor exercise tolerance, even if they appear healthy on the surface. This framework encourages readers to think beyond calories and focus on the quality of inputs that shape mitochondrial performance, including micronutrients, amino acids, healthy fats, and overall dietary patterns. It also highlights that energy is not only about producing ATP, but about managing oxidative stress and inflammation that can impair cellular function over time. By connecting symptoms to mechanisms, the reader can better understand why a diet that looks fine on paper might still leave them tired. This topic sets expectations for a systems-based approach, where digestion, hormonal signaling, and immune activation matter as much as macronutrient counts. The practical takeaway is a shift from chasing temporary stimulation toward building a physiology that generates steadier baseline energy. Secondly, blood sugar stability and the problem of energy crashes, another major focus, is how swings in blood glucose can create the familiar pattern of morning momentum followed by afternoon crashes. The book explains that meals high in refined carbohydrates or low in protein and fiber can spike blood sugar quickly, triggering a strong insulin response and a subsequent dip that feels like sleepiness, irritability, or cravings. Instead of framing this as personal weakness, it treats it as predictable physiology. The guidance emphasizes meal composition that slows digestion and smooths glucose curves, often by prioritizing protein, minimally processed carbohydrates, fiber-rich plants, and fats that improve satiety. Readers are encouraged to notice how breakfast choices set the tone for the day and how snacks can either stabilize energy or perpetuate a roller coaster. This topic also links blood sugar regulation to cognitive performance and mood, making the case that stable energy is not just physical stamina, but also mental endurance. The overall message is that small, consistent changes in what you eat first and what you pair together can reduce crashes and make energy feel more reliable. Thirdly, metabolic flexibility and using food to train your energy systems. The book positions long-lasting energy as a skill. The body can relearn the capacity to switch efficiently between burning carbohydrates and fats depending on demand. When metabolic flexibility is poor, people may feel they must eat frequently to avoid fatigue, and they may rely on stimulants to push through dips. This section typically emphasizes patterns that help the body access stored fuel without dramatic drops in performance, which can include adjusting macronutrient balance, improving meal timing, and reducing dependence on highly palatable processed foods that promote overconsumption and unstable hunger signals. The concept is not about extreme restriction, but about restoring a healthier relationship between appetite, satiety, and fuel availability. It also ties into mitochondrial health, since efficient fuel switching depends on robust cellular machinery. Readers can expect actionable suggestions to experiment and self-monitor, such as paying attention to how long they can go between meals with stable focus, or how different carbohydrate amounts affect workouts and sleep. The central value is freedom from constant snacking and more consistent day-long output without forcing intensity. Fourthly, inflammation, gut stressors, and hidden drains on vitality. A key topic is that fatigue can be amplified by chronic low-grade inflammation and digestive stress, even when someone is eating foods commonly considered healthy. The book connects immune activation and inflammatory signaling with feelings of heaviness, poor recovery, and cognitive dullness. It highlights that certain foods or eating patterns may be personal triggers, including ultra-processed products, excessive added sugars, alcohol, or individual sensitivities that irritate the gut and create systemic effects. The practical angle is to help readers identify and remove common energy drains while building meals that support digestion and nutrient absorption. This may include focusing on whole foods, adequate protein, colorful plants for phytonutrients, and fats that support anti-inflammatory balance. The approach tends to be investigative rather than dogmatic, encouraging experimentation and attention to feedback such as bloating, cravings, afternoon fog, and sleep disruption after specific meals. By reducing inflammatory load and improving gut comfort, readers often find that energy improves indirectly because the body is no longer diverting resources toward constant immune and stress responses. Lastly, building an all-day energy lifestyle, sleep, stress, and nutrition alignment. While the title centers on eating, the book treats nutrition as part of a broader energy ecosystem that includes sleep quality, stress load, and daily routines. Food choices can either support or sabotage circadian rhythms, for example through late heavy meals, inconsistent meal timing, or stimulant reliance that delays sleep onset. The book encourages aligning nutrition with the natural peaks and dips of the day, so energy feels steadier without forcing productivity. It also addresses how chronic stress hormones can alter appetite, blood sugar regulation, and cravings, making it harder to stay consistent even with good intentions. The practical focus is on creating simple routines that reduce decision fatigue and make supportive meals the default, such as planning protein-forward breakfasts, preparing easy lunch templates, and choosing dinners that promote good sleep. This topic emphasizes sustainability. The goal is not a short cleanse, but a set of habits that compound into better mood, clearer thinking, and more resilient physical energy. Readers are guided to treat energy as a measurable outcome they can influence through a coordinated strategy rather than a single supplement or diet rule. In conclusion, this book is best for people who feel chronically tired, hit predictable energy crashes, or struggle with brain fog and low motivation despite trying common fixes like more coffee or more sleep. It also fits health-minded readers who want a clearer explanation of why certain foods help them feel sharp while others leave them drained. The value is practical. By linking fatigue to mitochondrial performance, blood sugar dynamics, inflammation, and daily routines, the reader gets a roadmap for changing inputs instead of simply pushing harder. That can improve daily life in concrete ways, including steadier focus at work, more consistent workouts, better mood regulation, and fewer cravings that derail healthy intentions. Compared to similar nutrition books that focus mainly on weight loss or strict dietary camps, this one is positioned around the outcome most people care about first: reliable energy. It aims to be evidence-informed while still emphasizing experimentation and personalization, which makes it useful for readers who have tried one-size-fits-all diets without lasting results. If you want a structured, physiology-based approach to feeling better day-to-day, it is worth buying as a focus guide to solving fatigue from the inside out. If you would like to support Ari Whitten MS, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.